You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Janine, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
What are you doing today?
Oh, working.
Oh, God. Not again.
I know, it's weird.
What do you do for a living?
I do a payroll and benefit administration.
Awesome.
The work never seems to stop, does it?
No, it doesn't.
It just never stops. What do you do for fun?
Oh, I play video games, listen to music, poker, karaoke.
Wow, you sound pretty well-rounded.
That's good.
Yeah, I try. I have fun.
What's your video game handle? Do you have a name?
Twink.
Twink?
Twink.
That's cute.
That's really good. Where'd you come up with that?
It was just something I was messing around with, and I was doing it for the new Zelda game, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to call myself Twink.
Yeah.
How is the new Zelda?
So it's pretty good. I'm having a hard time with the levels, but I think that's also because when I started, I didn't change.
It's like an open world adventure game, isn't it? Where you run around and climb trees and stuff and move boulders.
Pretty fun.
Looks pretty cool.
Jeremy knows that I was absolutely addicted to the original Legend of Zelda on Nintendo back in the late 80s. I mean, addicted. Hours and hours. And did finally make it all the way through and beat the, I can't remember what the creature's name was at the very end.
But I don't remember.
That was a huge celebration for me and my son that day when we actually...
It's a big deal. Those are big games.
Won it all. I still, all these years later, 30 years later, I still have the music in my head and I can hum the music to the Legend
of
Zelda.
It's still the same music, too.
It is?
They just put a little beat behind it now and kind of, you know, modernized it a little bit. Same thing.
Beatboxed it.
Beatboxed it.
All right, Janine, let's play Rattle Off. You ready to try it?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, good. As long as you're down. To everyone who's on hold, even if Janine gets it, don't hang up because we still will want to chat with you. So don't hang up. And we don't know if she'll get it or not. Listen, when we give you the name of an actor and we ask for five of their movies, you're only allowed to do one per franchise. So, for instance, if we said, just for example, Harrison Ford, you could only do one Indiana Jones movie or one Star Wars movie. Only one per franchise, okay?
Okay.
All right, 10 seconds. Here's a guy who's made a ton of movies. 10 seconds. Give us five movies with Tom Cruise. Five movies with Tom Cruise. Ready? And go.
So there's Mission Impossible, Jerry Maguire, the Legend movie from the 80s.
Oh, time is up.
Three?
How no Top Gun?
A Risky Business.
No Top Gun.
Jerry Maguire.
She said Jerry Maguire.
Oh, did she?
And the Legend one, yes. The Legend one from the 80s. That was a strange movie.
I don't know that one.
Don't know that?
Sorry, Twink.
A Few Good Men? He can't handle the truth?
I'll have to try again next time.
All right, Twink. Have a great day, okay?
Bye. Isn't that a bad word? Like...
In some language, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's slang.
It's like slang for something.
Probably in Canada, it's slang for like vajayjay or
something. What? The Canadian twink?
Yeah. I just think
it might
out,
be. I think I should.
I just think out loud.
It was just a nickname. It wasn't anything naughty
no.
that she was referring to. So.
No, it's from Zelda. Get your mind out of the gutter, Zach.
What's going on, boys?
Hey, what's going on, Zach?
Just driving to work.
Are we on speakerphone? Take us off your speakerphone, buddy.
No, you're not.
Nah, it's just your voice. You just got a crappy voice.
Put the phone up to your mouth.
I guess, yeah. It's just I just have a bad voice, yeah.
That's a little better. So what's work for you?
I am the food and beverage ops manager at Fiddler's Green Amphitheater.
No kidding!
Look at that.
Hey!
I was there recently for the Dave Matthews Band concert, and I purchased one of those $16 Michelob Ultras. Yeah.
Man.
I know.
So do you get to mosey over and watch the shows, or are you too busy?
Yeah, I mean, I take a break from running around to catch a couple minutes of it.
That's cool.
What's been your favorite one of the last couple of years?
So I actually just started working there. This is my first season. I also do the First Bank Center.
All right.
Well.
So what's your favorite one of the last year? Favorite show?
Shane Brown was cool just because it was like so many people, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's country.
The crowd was good.
I bet that was good people watching, too.
It is good people watching the country concert.
I actually missed the Fall Out Boy.
Oh, did you?
I had to be at the First Bank Center. Yeah, that would have been a really good show, though.
Oh, I thought you said you met him. You missed him.
No. Missed the show.
We had friends that just went to that concert. It was a couple nights ago, and they brought their, like, 10-year-old kid to it, and I guess the language was filthy.
Oh.
And they were like, whoa, this is not a good first concert for our 10-year-old. Pretty naughty.
Yeah, probably not a good choice.
Yeah. Oh, well. Do your research, you know, before you go.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Well, you'll be looking for a new job pretty soon because the First Bank's shutting down, right?
Well, I still have Fiddler's Green, so I'm not too worried.
Okay.
First Bank only holds a little bit of our time, really, because there's not a whole lot going on there. So
now, you said, did you say you're a food and beverage manager?
Yes.
So what does that mean? What do you do?
So basically, I just make sure that the operation's running properly. And, you know, on off days, I'm making sure that, you know, the stands are getting stocked and that product's getting ordered, and, you know.
What a gig.
And you're probably moving a couple cases of beer to your trunk and taking it home.
Yeah, what a gig. He just walks around and says, hey, do that better. And then he wanders off.
That fridge is empty. Fill it up.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, basically.
He's a supervisor.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Does that pay well?
It's not too bad. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Do you really take beer?
No.
Okay, good.
Do you get a beer during the a show? Do you get a comp?
No. We don't drink during shows and stuff. But we will have vendors come in and we do taste tests and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. There you go. There's the perk. We've done shows before about where people call in and tell us what perk comes with their job, and that's yours.
Taste tests in the Crown Royal.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to sell something if we don't know what it tastes like.
Sure,
right?
Exactly. It's like if you go to a restaurant and the servers generally should have tried everything on the menu so they can talk about it personally.
That's right.
Yeah,
I actually don't like it if you ask a server about something, they go, I don't know, I've never tried that one. I'm like, you work here.
Yeah, they got to be somewhat knowledgeable.
I think you got to sit them down and have them take a bite of everything.
Well, if you order sit them down after you order it and let them take a bite off your plate.
So before Racine's closed over here off of Spear and Sixth or whatever, Racine's, great place for breakfast. And I think I was telling Jeremy about this, Zach, that I would go in there on weekend mornings and I'd sit at the bar to eat breakfast. And they had a type of, it was like scrambled eggs over a croissant. And then they ladled hollandaise over it. So it was almost like an Eggs Benedict type of thing. And I asked the bartender, she was really sweet. I said, listen, I want that, but I'm not a fan of hollandaise. So can you take that away and instead ladle your gravy, from the biscuits and gravy, ladle that over it. She goes, we've never done that before. So when she brought it out, it was the first time. I told them they should name it after me. She was commenting on it, and I said, grab a fork. We're going to try this together. And so the bartender and I were taking bites of this, doing our own little taste test. And she agreed with me. It was over the moon good.
Get it on the menu.
Mm-hmm. Croissant sliced in half, eggs over that. Then you ladle
gravy
over it.
You could put gravy on a shoe, and it would be good.
Truer words were never spoken.
That's a pretty solid line, Zach. That's really well said.
So true. But apparently that dish wasn't enough because Racine's is now closed.
Yeah, and they closed shortly thereafter.
All right. Zach, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Sure, let's do it.
See how you do with this one. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. Give us the names of five car rental companies. Five rental car companies. Ready? And go.
Hertz, Avis, Budget, can we do U-Haul, Penske? I don't know if those count as trucks.
Now I'm going to think about that for a second. You could have thrown in an Alamo, an Enterprise, people like that.
I think those other ones, you can rent vans and stuff from.
But
okay?
I see a rental car. Yeah. They are vehicles. I'm going to count those.
I will too, absolutely.
And I'm
going
to say you're a winner!
Look at that! Winner, winner, gravy dinner.
Woo. Yeah.
Good job, beer guy.
Yeah, way to go.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're underwhelmed. Listen, stand by. Josh is going to come say a few words to you. Pay very, very, very close attention to everything he tells you, even if you have to write it down, okay?
Will do.
Thank you. Don't all go right, away. Man. Hold on. Yeah, I'll count those. Why not?
Sure.
What are you laughing at, Virginia?
Hey. Like, if you have to write it down, pay attention.
Well, there's a lot of information with the prizes, and
so
people get caught up in the moment and they
I'll pull the curtain back and show you the great and powerful Oz, Virginia. Do you want to peek behind the scenes at a radio station for just a moment?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we give away dozens of prizes a week here. And let's say for every, just for every 10 that we give away, 7 of those people will write back to us within a day or two asking for the information again. That's not an exaggeration. It's like 60, 70% reach back out and say, what was that again? So now I'm just getting to the point where I'm just going to tell people, listen, pay really close attention to everything Josh tells you. Write it down. That'll just save everybody a lot of time. Just keep track. That's why we do that. That's why we say that.
I get it.
What do you do for a living?
Do you really want to
know? Do I really want to
know?
Especially now.
I run a marijuana dispensary.
Okay.
We've talked to plenty of people who do that.
Yeah, you're into the pot weed. How's business? I hear business has been kind of down.
Depressed.
This is terrible.
Really?
Down. Yeah.
Well, it's because all these other states started okaying it, and suddenly it wasn't special anymore.
You can go anywhere now and get it.
I know. Everybody's out there. All the competition. Denver, the state, they all let that happen. We were an original, one of the first stores in the state.
Really?
Yeah.
Really.
So you're going to...
15 years.
Well, do some better marketing, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just was I was walking over to the Target near the radio station day before yesterday, and I saw one of the dispensaries, and it had a very clever name. And I'm not going to say the name. I'm not going to give them free advertising. But it was a very clever name, and I think that might play
in. Was green in it somehow?
No, it wasn't. There, okay. I'll tell you off the air. I might allow you, though, a free plug, Virginia. Do you have a cool name for your place?
Oh, my God. We are Mile High Wellness.
Not cool at all.
Sounds more professional. It sounds like somewhere I've never done the pot weed. Virginia, but it sounds like somewhere that I would go in just because it sounds a little
wellness.
More tame.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you do anything besides marijuana products?
I sell real estate.
No, I mean in your store.
I make CBD lotion and baked cookies and stuff like that.
All the good stuff.
I got friends who tell me with my sleeping issues that I need to be taking some CBD gummies at night. So. You're really selling it. I'll tell you that.
The cookies aren't that great. They're a little dry. The gummies are a little too chewy.
You really sold it hard, Virginia.
Do you have any funny names for your potweed strains? I always like the funny names.
Funny names for a potweed strain.
Yeah, you know, they got like purple nurple.
We had an orange kush that was really, really good. We have, oh my God, I'm not supposed to say it on the air.
Well, then don't
say
it.
Don't say anything naughty.
No, that's all right. Just let it go. Let it go. Everything's good.
So you do real estate, though. So like if somebody buys a house and you give them like a little gift basket, you know, like a congratulations basket, is it full of joints and stuff?
No, that's not happening. I'm all business and professional. It's separate, you know.
That's good.
Whatever.
So let me say, you sound really sad about your business or whatever. Are things going to tank or are you going to survive?
Things are not going well. I don't know that we'll survive. It's been 15 years. We're being eaten up by the corporate jumbos, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've had 15 years to tuck some cash back, so hopefully you're saving.
Have you saved a lot?
I bought a house.
Well, there's that. Yeah. Okay.
There's that.
Mm. I mean, should have stacks of cash.
We put everything back into the business. We're on the market to sell, so someone's going to come along and get our purple building. It's very cool. Big lot, lots of space.
Mm.
Yeah.
Turn it into a massage place.
Into a different business.
Yeah, all right. Well.
Possibly. I don't know.
Possibly? You just said business is bad.
And so what will you do next besides real estate? Are you going to do another business?
The strong is going to survive. So anybody that would survive it, they'll come out smelling like a rose.
No, so, they'll actually smell like weed. They're going to smell like weed. Well, do you have another plan in store for you besides real estate, or?
Yeah, I'm going to get a different man, and I'm going to move to Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah, you
Fair enough.
You go, girl.
Good for you, Virginia. I really like you a lot. Do you remember the band Train, Virginia?
That was my son's band, probably.
Maybe. Well, their first hit was called Meet Virginia.
Oh my God! Yeah,
I think, and I'm gonna, as soon as we're done talking, I'm gonna play that song for you. So run and listen to it, okay? It's called Meet Virginia. It's by Train.
That.
Yeah.
Unless you're high, just shuffle.
Don't fall over.
Yeah. I don't bet high, guys. Okay.
Hi guys.
Hi guys.
Hi guys.
Isn't that a burger place?
I'm always high on life, you know.
See, that would be a cool name for a
dispensary. Unless you want to sleep.
That would be a cool name for a dispensary. Hi guys.
I feel like a lawsuit would be in place for that, though.
Well, because the one that I was going to tell you about over by Target, I'm stunned that they haven't been sued to change their name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm stunned.
Huh.
Because they're playing off a very popular brand name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of favorites in the marijuana business with the city and the state.
There's a little under-the-table money going to greasing some palms and everything, isn't there?
To pot bucks?
Oh,
or
definitely.
Yeah.
Wall weed?
It's not just the marijuana industry. There are a lot of industries that pay off government officials. I mean, come on.
You're right.
That's what lobbyists are all about. So.
Exactly.
Well, good luck with everything.
Yeah, we really wish you the best.
Thank you.
So now hang up and go listen to Meet Virginia, and thank you for being on the show with us today, okay?
Of course. I don't get to do the rattle-off?
No, we already had a winner.
Somebody won.
Yeah, we had a winner.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, plug Mile High Wellness. They're the best.
I heard they're going out of business.
Not that good.
Listen, you have a great day, okay?
You too.
See you later. Bye. Enjoy your dry cookies. They're the best. Times are tough. We gotta sell.